Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Are growing about the rapid spread of the COVID Delta variant. This afternoon, the European Centre for Disease Control predicted that by the end of August, the variant will represent 90% of all COVID circulating in Europe. Then, in the last hour, Northern Ireland's Public Health Agency revealed that it had seen double the number of Delta cases in just the last 7 days compared with the previous week. Well, Dr. Francis O'Hagan is an Arbaugh-based GP and also Deputy Chair of the British Medical Association in Northern Ireland. And Francis joins us now on the line. And thank you for joining us. Last week, as I say, Delta accounted for 20 to 25% of all cases in Northern Ireland. Now we hear it's around 50%. Is that what you're seeing in your own practice?
Yes, we are seeing a rise in the numbers. Now, the Delta variant is found after the patient is tested positive. So we, as a practice, would just find out that the patient has actually tested positive. But it's the Public Health Agency that's tracking the Delta variant. And what they're doing is they are then targeting resources to where the outbreaks are, because we are tracking the Delta variant in real time. So we know where it was yesterday, so the public health then can send pop-up testing to that area and encourage testing in the local areas where it's found, so that we can try and minimise it. But there's definitely areas of difference across Northern Ireland. You know, it's higher in Newry and Mourne and in Derry and Strabane areas.
Yeah, and I might get into the hotspots as such, if you want to call that, in just a minute. But in terms of the type of people that you're seeing, we know that Northern Ireland is well ahead with its vaccination program. So who is coming in? Who's getting sick from the Delta variant?
Yeah, we have our target to have everyone vaccinated that wishes to be vaccinated by the end of August. And that is, we are on track to do that, meaning the last of the first vaccines will be given in the next couple of weeks. And we have currently 57% of people who have, of the adult population, who've been doubly vaccinated. So we're seeing the positive cases in the younger age groups, in the people that have had no vaccination, or even in people who have the first vaccination. It's very clear that protection, you need both vaccines. So that's why we're pushing ahead very, very hard to get as many people vaccinated as possible. Mm. And, you know, we've done a really brilliant job. And, you know, vaccination is open to everyone over the age of 18 in Northern Ireland. So anyone over 18 can book their vaccine.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're seeing it in people who've had the first vaccine, which of course would tally with what we know about the level of protection that you get from just one vaccine. And what about the level of sickness that you're seeing, Francis? Are people very sick or not?
It's not at the minute converting into hospital admissions, and certainly there's nobody in ICU. We have 13 people in hospital across Northern Ireland with COVID, which I'm led to believe is up either two or three on yesterday. So to date, it's not translating into further admissions. But again, there's always that lag phase between the infection and the you know, admission to hospital. But we're very hopeful, as I say, this is very much a race of the vaccine base and the virus, and who's going to get there first. And, you know, we have a lot of our elderly and our most vulnerable people have been vaccinated, and they've been doubly vaccinated, and there has been a very high uptake in those groups of people. So we are hoping that will give us a bit of an edge, and hopefully that to watch and see that the levels in hospital hopefully will not go up.
Mm. And you mentioned hotspots, certain areas where it's higher. What sort of public health response is there then to the Delta variant in particular to try and keep it under control?
So what's happening is pop-up testing. And testing is the key to this, and it's very important people don't forget that message. You know, just because, you know, your child or your young adult has a temperature and a bit of a head cold, that could be COVID. And the message is still to be, you know, isolate and get your test, and isolate until you get the test result. And it's really, really important that testing is done. So what's happening is mobile pop-up units are going. If we find that there's a concentration in one area, that town will be visited by pop-up testing tomorrow. And that's because we're doing it in real time. We can track that. You know, we're not doing what yourselves are doing in genome testing. So you'll not know for sure where your Delta variant is for up to 2 weeks. We know today, so we can send testing there tomorrow.
And sorry, how do you know today without genome testing?
The method of testing to track the Delta variant, I'm not an expert in it, but it's one that is done in real time.
Okay, very interesting. Just finally then, in terms of the vaccination programme, as I said, our perception is that you're well ahead with it, as is the rest of the UK. But where exactly are you? What percentage of the population do you have fully vaccinated at this point?
Yeah, we've a total of 1.97 million vaccines given out. Of that, first doses are 1.14 million, and then 823,000 second doses, which equates to approximately 57% of the adult population.
All right, very interesting. Thank you very much for joining us this evening. That's Dr. Francis O'Hagan, who is an ARMA GP. We'll take a break.